You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jerry Jones will be joining Ben and Skin at 10:30 this morning to preview the Redskins and the Cowboys. 9 a.m., we have the pregame on your home of America's team. Kickoff at noon, and this man will be on the TV call. One of our favorites, Fox analyst Charles Davis, joining us. Are you considering the head coaching job with you and RJ as volunteers next year?
Oh, boy. I think all things have to be considered at this point. But I'm hoping we'll get better as we go along. I'm going to go party line right now because what my heart is telling me to say, I can't say on air.
Hey, you and I are just rats on the Titanic right now, according to the coach.
That's all we're doing. And we know how that one ended, by the way.
Yeah, all the rats died. They all died.
Yeah, the latest report is that the Titanic now is disintegrating at a heck of a rate. It won't even exist. So, oh, boy.
Jason Witten have a better chance to be in your orange or the Cowboys blue next year?
Oh, boy, that's a great call. That's a great call. I think Cowboys blue, because I think Jason has obviously earned the right to kind of call it the way he wants to, and I think he's still going to be productive. So it would be totally his call. But if he wants to come back and put orange on and help us out, I'm not going to stop him, believe me.
Charles, let's start with the Redskins. In reviewing their week one against Philly, where they got up to the huge lead and then blew it in the second half, was that more about the Eagles having to wake up or the Redskins maybe being better than we thought?
I think a combo, and I'll start with the Eagles waking up. They, you know, first half couldn't run the ball. Second half ran the heck out of it. I think they had 101 yards in the second half running it, 123 total. First half, they just defensively, they struggled. Even gave up a huge play over the top when Case Keenum hit Terry McLaurin. Second half, defensive line took control, just dominated. And that's a very good defensive front. But, yes, I think Washington is better maybe than what people give them credit for. And I was feeling that way before we kicked off last week, mainly because I like what Washington has on defense. I think they've got good players. Jonathan Allen is hurt. Now, whether he plays or not on Sunday remains to be seen. That was a big blow to them, really hurt them trying to stop Philly Sunday. But I think that overall that defense has enough talent. They should be a top 10 at worst defense in this league. Mm. But they had some inexplicable communication breakdowns in the game. If you go back and watch the tape and DeSean Jackson's touchdowns, when you see defensive backs pointing at each other, it's not like a North Carolina basketball game where a guy points after a guy makes an assist and then the guy scores the basket. They're pointing and saying, what in the heck? Where were you? And that just doesn't make any sense with a team that is that talented and has had time to work on that.
Charles, is this a defense that matches up poorly with the Cowboys, considering the Cowboys want to run the ball, or at least historically want to run the ball, can pound it, has a big O-line with maybe a smaller group of front?
Well, it's not a bad matchup if Allen is 100% and ready to go, because then you got Allen, Daron Payne, Ioannidis across the front. Then you backstop it with, you know, Ryan Anderson, Montez Sweat off the edge as an outside linebacker. They'll split some time over there. Sweat, excuse me, of course, the rookie at Mississippi State, he'll play more passing situations so he can rush. And Ryan Kerrigan on the other side, who's a good run stopper as well. And then inside with Bostic and a combination of guys at the other linebacker position. So, no, it's not a horrible matchup. Let's just be perfectly frank about it. When Dallas lines up and wants to run the football, there aren't too many teams that like their matchup on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Okay, that's the first thing. But it's not a horrible one for Washington. Now, if Allen can't play, that changes things drastically because they're not deep on the defensive front. And so when the guys, they start rolling in for him, nowhere near what you would get out of 100% Jonathan Allen. And that's when things started to change. And remember, when he got hurt last week, the next seven possessions after his knee injury and he didn't play, Philadelphia scored on five of them.
Wow. Adrian Peterson, your take on it, do you think that he was disrespected or mistreated by Jay Gruden? And where do you stand on this with week two?
In the world of professional sports, like relationships, it's likely going to end badly. Okay.
Wow, Charles, are you a married man?
I am.
Are you twice married man?
Years. No, I'm on my first and lucky to be that way. But
you just forecast an impending doom for her.
But is divorce rate over 50% in our country?
Yes, it is.
That is.
Has been for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Not seeing that number coming down.
No.
Okay? So here's the deal. When you look at the pros of the aspect of things, guys will always want to play longer than probably what teams want them to play. And we as fans have always had the view of, especially if you were a great, we want you to retire at the height of your power so that we remember you going out like, my God, was he unbelievable. I'm 54. So when Willie Mays was stumbling around the outfield in the series for the Mets, I had people who were adults, and I was too young to totally grasp it then, but adults were just dying. They were lamenting. Oh, my God, I can't see Willie like this. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. It shouldn't matter. They were great. They want to play, and if they can play, you let them play, and if they can't, then you're going to have to cut them. So Washington's in that position now of they wanted Darius Geis to be their guy because they drafted him. They thought he was ready to go. They were in a very tough spot because they kept Adrian Peterson on the roster, and Jay Gruden maybe overthought it, perhaps. You know, he didn't have him as a backup. Disrespect, well, the team will say that, especially after a loss, because they like to protect those guys, and, by the way, they see themselves in that spot one day too. But in terms of professional sports, it's going to usually be kind of messy out the door because there's going to be a disagreement about whether he can play or not. Now, here's the kicker, though. He'll probably play this week, okay? Geis is out. It looks like he's out. Peterson will get the ball. And if you go back and trace when Adrian Peterson has felt disrespected in this league, his first time, the next time, and I'll give it to you quickly. Knee injury against when he was in Minnesota against Washington. You remember that bad knee injury?
Yeah.
The very next year, do you realize that was his 2,000-yard season?
Wow.
Remember the Saints decide they don't need him anymore? He signs with Arizona. His first game, Tampa Bay, 134 yards. He goes to Washington last year late in the process because no one signed him, less than 2 weeks on the roster. Opening day, 96 yards on the ground, 70 yards through the air. You will be getting a very ticked off number 26, and it's going to be fun to watch on Sunday because Dallas better be ready to match that fire and passion because for a one-game deal, he's going to be a lot to deal with, I think.
Charles, let's look at Cowboys offense. Kellen Moore, first game. It was, you know, nobody knew what to expect. What did you think of the way he called the first game as an offensive coordinator?
I thought he was as comfortable a guy calling a game as we've seen in a long time for a first time out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I know my colleagues Troy and Joe had some good fun, and it was fun to listen to, and they joked about, you know, the pizza boy showed up and he's calling plays, and it was done out of affection, as everyone could quickly figure out. But if there's ever such a term as born to do something, well, you guys know Kellen's background. You know what he's done. The son, I mean, he's, you know, we've told the son of a coach story in every variation that could be told. His is probably as tried and true a version as there is. The old man was a successful high school coach. The kid came out of the womb breaking down tape with dad, probably on the old, you know, 16-millimeter or Super 8 film where you showed it up on your refrigerator door. That became your screen when you're sitting in the kitchen and you had your notepads and you broke stuff down and the kid's right there with him and on and on and on. And Kellen was a tremendous college player with not much talent. Like when you watch him throw the football, would you have ever said to yourself, that's a future NFL quarterback in my midst?
No.
No, because he couldn't throw it across the street. But his timing, impeccable. His ability to see things before they opened up, outrageously good. That's why he threw 142 touchdown passes, threw very few interceptions. Oh, by the way, his team won 50 games and only lost 3 when he was a starting quarterback. So if you take all that out of it, this is what he was born to do. And I thought he was remarkably comfortable in that game. And not just because they blew out the Giants. Did you just watch his demeanor on the sideline?
Yeah.
Did you see the play sheet, just the way he carried himself? I feel like he woke up that morning and was like, yeah, this is where I was headed all along.
Totally agree. Charles Davis will be the analyst on Fox for Cowboys Redskins, joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline. After the opener, Are you buying that Dak Prescott has or will take that next step to very, very good or great passer?
I think that he was starting to take those steps late last year.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Giants game, you know, that Dallas, quote-unquote, didn't need, and he played.
Right.
Remember?
The Blake Jarwin game.
Right, yeah, exactly. And you remember the last drive of the game, and he takes them down on a game they, quote-unquote, don't need. He hangs in there and battles. He throws the football well on the drive and so on and so forth. I thought it started then. I think Troy pointed out accurately the offseason, and this wasn't his first that he worked at it, but he continues to work at it. The footwork keeps getting better. There are less of those throws where the feet don't marry up to the body. There are very few of those against the Giants. I thought he started the game okay, but his receivers helped him. And then he got in the groove, and he was putting it on the receivers in a big way. I think that he's going to continue to become a better thrower. And it won't just be strictly because the Cowboys could do it off of play action. I just think he's getting better as he goes along. And I give him all the credit for it because there's a time frame when he was in college where I wasn't sure he would be an NFL quarterback. Then his senior year, I said he deserves every chance to be an NFL quarterback. But was I sure he'd be a starter? The answer is no. And here he is now. He's earning it. So the jokes about Jerry better sign him before the money keeps going up, I don't think we're joking too much on that one. It'd be great for them to get that deal done, but I think he's going to continue to be a heck of a quarterback.
Who is someone on the Redskins besides Adrian Peterson, besides Ryan Kerrigan, we should be worried about?
Well, Case Keenum has been around the block 15 times, it feels like.
Yeah.
And he played awfully well in the last game. He spread the ball around. He got all their young receivers involved. You know, the whole talk was, you got nothing but rookies and second-year guys. How are you guys going to function? Well, just about everybody got a taste in the first half, and he got them grounded. And if you don't play for Terry McLaurin's speed, the wide receiver out of Ohio State, the rookie, then you're making a huge mistake. That young man can get up and go now. I know he's a 4.35 at the combine. He ran a 4.35 pass for Rasul Douglas of Philadelphia for the touchdown last week for 69 yards. Then he ran by their secondary a second time, and Keenum missed him. He actually overthrew him, which was unbelievable. Missed him by about a yard, maybe a little bit less than that. So I think that they're willing to take those shots with that youngster. I would be concerned about that because those are types of things where you're playing really well, and in one play, bam, they can get you. And that's not something you're used to seeing out of Washington.
Charles, is Cam Newton done, and is Antonio going to work in New England?
Cam, I don't believe is done, but I don't believe he's 100% healthy. Just by watching him throw last night, there were so many throws where that ball was short by about a yard. You guys notice that?
Oh yeah.
He had the outs. You know, he had Samuels open. I think Troy pointed it out last night. You know, if he just is able to put, if I had a nickel for every time Troy said, if he could just put it out there a little bit farther,
yes,
right. So they're telling us he's 100%. I don't buy that. I don't think that, but I don't think he's done yet, but he's got to get healthy. And I don't know when that's going to happen since the season has begun, and he's not the type to just come out and rest. So we'll see. As far as Antonio, it's the only place that it has a chance of working because Bill Belichick holds the ultimate authority of if it's not working, he can actually cut him and would cut him. See, if he went anywhere else, you're almost going to justify bringing him in and trying to make it work and trying to work with him. Bill Belichick works with no one. You work with him, and if you don't, you are gone. So now that all these other allegations are in, that's a whole different layer. Obviously, the Patriots are playing through them right now, and whether you agree or disagree, that's what they're doing. But if Antonio Brown doesn't handle his business in that locker room and on the field, he will be gone. And if he's gone, that's almost like a clear signal to the rest of the league that says, if it doesn't work here, I don't know why you would sign him. Because he can't make it work with these guys. And I thought of something today, and I'll leave it at this. Isn't it amazing when a guy like that signs in New England, and now his feet don't hurt anymore, and you don't hear a single thing about his helmet not fitting?
Yeah.
Nothing. Zip, zilch, nada, boom. Off he goes. That's because someone set it down and just said, you here to play or not? If you coddle, if you give him an inch, it's over. As a person who doesn't run a team, as a person who's not coaching, but if I were, and I'm going to play one on radio now, he wouldn't be anywhere near my organization at all. But if there's a place that it can work with that guy. And the last thing is, Bill Belichick also plays a long game. He signs Antonio Brown, which means Kansas City, who lost Tyreek Hill, could not. Bill Belichick's always 12 steps ahead.
The great Charles Davis. You will be seeing him, listening to him. Cowboys, Redskins on Fox Sunday at noon. We love having you on. Thanks so much again. And keep drinking heavily for your Vols.
I appreciate that. I'll join Bluto Blutarski on that one. When he told Flounder that, I suggest begin drinking heavily. And I do believe we are the right state to do that. So
we are.
Keep working on it. But thank you. We will keep the faith, though.
Love you, Charles. See you on Sunday.
Be good, guys.
Thank you. Charles Davis on the BuyerSafety.com hotline from Fox.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.